Ask Alex is kind of interesting. Prom theme this week, and Melissa and her husband are arguing about their son told him, hey, I think I'm going to have sex on prom night with my girlfriend that they've been with for a while. And they're like, okay. She's like, where at? And he's like, oh, I was thinking about, you know, where dad said, at home. At home? What? Not in that house. So the dad thinks it might be a good place to do if they're going to do it. The mom says, go get a hotel. Get a room anywhere about home. And we're just trying to figure out what you think. 317-239-1009. Also, Joe and Alex Show, our Twitter and Instagram, and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.
All the hot moms weighing in on Facebook.
Hey, girl.
Nicole, I was a teen mom at 16, and I tried talking to my mom. She wouldn't talk to me. I think talking about it and having an open mind is a great thing, but encouraging it, not so much. I now have four kids with the same man at 26. It's definitely something to talk about, but I'm not sure I'd allow sex in my home for any of my kids. Jamie said, I have three, almost four kids, and I understand that at least two of them will probably start having sex as teenagers. While I would want them to be safe and be somewhat open about it, I'm not going to make it easier for them by letting them do it in my house. Sherry said, I would not allow it. I want my boys to wait until marriage, but I work at a hotel and you have to be 18 years old, and if not, you have to have an adult with you so they can't get a hotel room. She said, I know that kids are having sex.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for your opinions on that. Let's talk to Katie. Katie, it says on my screen, your mom was cool. What does that mean?
I mean, she was really relaxed when I was a teenager. She would let my boyfriend sleep over. And I mean, my assumption is she's pretty naive. But I mean, she knew, you know, that I was sexually active. Me now being a mom, I would never let this happen, because there was one night that one of my boyfriends back in high school's parents came to my house when he was sleeping over, because they were not cool with it. They thought that they needed to drag him back home, but my mom said, you are not allowed in my house.
And oh my gosh.
Did not leave.
But it's their child.
Yeah, I know.
So did the parents call the police or what?
No, I mean, they showed up unannounced and he didn't even come downstairs. My mom sat there and said, I don't know where he is.
Oh my gosh, your mom lied for you. That is insane. Your mom reminds me of Regina George's mom. Y'all want some snacks? A condom? Let me know.
Y'all need some lube? Hey, thank you so much for the call this morning, Katie. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Jessica. Hey, Jessica, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi, how are y'all?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good, good. So I'm from the South, and I don't know if we just think a little different, but like, seriously, as a parent, if you're not ready to take care of a grandchild, you don't financially want to have daycare, diapers, formula, why the heck are you letting a child have sex in your house?
Preach, girl! It's preach!
Like, and I hate to tell everybody on the radio, but there are youth students, there are high school students who practice abstinence every single day. It's not out of the norm at all.
I agree.
At all. At all.
And I think the biggest thing, too, it's not even just saying you have to wait to have sex till you're married. But if it's a parent, and I'm not a parent, so I'm not, obviously.
You're not even a puppy parent.
Yeah, I haven't even experienced this. But I will say this, that I've never met, and I'm 24, none of my friends, and almost all of them except two, waited till they were married to have sex. All of them have told me, you know, I wish I would have waited longer to have sex. No one says, I wish I would have done it earlier.
Well, and here's the thing, like, I got married at 19. And my husband and I have been married 10 years, okay? And like everyone else that got married when we did, they'd all had sex before they got married, and we waited, and he's still married to me, and he's still happily married. So just because they say they want to have sex, that's an opportunity as a parent to be a parent and say, hey, these are the consequences. Like, yes, it feels good, but at the same time, you could end up changing the rest of your life by that one decision.
Oh, for sure. So, but I mean, you did get married at 19, so at least you got to have sex younger than a lot of people that wait to get married.
Well,
I mean, Alex might be 30 or 40.
Yeah. That's right. I might have cobwebs.
Well, in the South, you get married at 18, 19, 20 because everyone goes to war. So it just makes sense. But it's just like, I've had dozens of conversations with 18 and 19-year-olds, 17, 16-year-olds, and just told them, like, hey, like, this one decision, like, you laying in a bed with someone, it's not just laying in a bed. Like, it can change your college career. It can change your life. Like, this needs to be a life decision that they make with their parents. Not just a, hey, here's an open bed in our room.
Jessica, dropping some knowledge this morning. You got to call back. We need more people representing the South.
Yeah.
I know. I almost called when Alex was on that blind date with that country, the Southern boy who was really, really clingy a couple weeks ago.
Texas.
Yeah, he was clingy. It was all him.
Oh, it was. But
Shut up.
So Southern, though. So that's the norm.
Oh,
nothing,
really?
Nothing like a clingy Southern boy. It's just how they are.
Hey, Jessica. Thank you so
all
much.
Well, y'all have a good day.
You too.
I like her.
Now I want some sweet tea. Of course
I
you
be
do.
Be your friend.
If you have anything,
so do I. Oh, she's married. I love the accent.